broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Here we go. No, or at least if they were, they were good. I like to have signs or anything.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Groundhog Day Friday, February the 2nd, 2024. And the anticipation has grown to a fever pitch. Who is Warren Groundhog Harding? We will find out in just under 30 minutes. Carrington Nelson's here. James Anderson's here, Dr. Mark Davis is here, and we've got Bob Welsh, who helped start this tradition. Pastor Craig is here, Chad Clark is here. We're going to have a lot going on this morning, a lot of fun on this Groundhog Thursday morning. It is from Friday morning. Oh, well, that's why you're here.
You're welcome. I'm here.
And you've got your parka on. Let people know how cold it is out here.
Yeah. My ankles are freezing. My face is freezing. I really wish that this was an indoor event, but that's okay.
We're moving indoor in about 45 minutes.
Just 45 short minutes until we feel the warmth again. So I'm anticipating it.
Now, Bob Welsh is here. Bob helped start this tradition 3 years ago. Bob, come on here and tell us how this all started and evolved to today.
Well, it all started indoors when it was warmer. A couple years ago, we decided that we should have a groundhog event, and so we brought a groundhog pizza to the studio there, the old murder house. But that was fun. But then last year, we got the idea that we should have the pizza somehow help select, you know, or determine whether it was going to be a early spring or a cold winter or whatever. And then we got somebody in the groundhog suit to come in last year's, I think it was James Anderson. He helped determine in the groundhog suit that, I forget what we picked, I think it was the early winter. It's evolved from there. We had, you know, last year Mary Ellen signed a prediction, and we had a lot of groundhog trivia and everything, and we had made a whole day out of it. And as any tradition, we grew to having a celebrity of sorts in the groundhog, or somebody in the groundhog each year. And so this year we have a new, unknown, unnamed individual in the groundhog suit who will be here sometime. We're going to get someone in a peanut butter truck.
Sounds good.
All right. So it's evolving. And I think next year... we'll probably have all the other groundhogs coming here to visit and see what a true groundhog event is really like.
Yes, we'll have them all come together. Well, thanks, Bob. And you've got the pizza with you.
I've got the pizza here, and it's got the hidden selections underneath there, stating early spring or what's the other one?
Six more weeks away. See, as bad as I am, I call it Thursday.
There you go.
I know. It freezes your brain out here when you're out here for a while.
All day Wednesday, I thought it was Tuesday. So yep. I was really bad off.
Well, in the hopes of being an educational event, which we hope to be, Marion County naturalist James Anderson's with us, and I wanted him to give us a little idea of why we do this Groundhog Day, how this all came to be, and tell us a little bit about groundhogs. Come on over here, James.
Why do we do this? Outdoors.
All right. Just speak into here?
Just speak into there.
All right. So Groundhog Day, it actually started in the ancient tradition roots in Roman times with Candlemas. And how I understand is they would look at the flame and see on how tall the flame would be, the angle of the flame, and that would determine how much candles they would distribute to the common folk, I would say, and that would tell them how much longer the colder winter would be or if a warm spring was around the corner. Well, the Germans adopted that, and I don't know how it started, but they had adopted that from the Romans, and then they decided to use the local wildlife from Germany with hedgehogs and honey badgers. And so they would do the prediction, you know, with seeing a shower or not. Well, when the Germans came here into the United States, they wanted to keep that tradition going, but if you know anything about wildlife, hedgehogs and honey badgers are not native to North America. They're native out there in Europe. And so, of course, the groundhog here was kind of the replacement And so how the tradition started in 1887, I guess the original groundhog, he was being chased around by the common folks and went underneath the stump of Gobbler's Knob, as some of you probably know. And that is how the tradition started of Groundhog Day. And, of course, we know about Charlie Evers starting in here in Ohio in 1979. So that's kind of the background history of how Groundhog Day has come about.
Sounds good. Now, James, you'll be Facebook Living the event when the groundhog gets here, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
All yeah, on the Marion Tallgrass Trail page. Yep.
Because this is getting exciting because the groundhog will be here in about 20 minutes.
All right.
And we're going to find out who, just not only the weather prediction, but who is under that head
yeah.
that we've been waiting to see for so long.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the clues, if you're just tuning in, the clues have been it is somebody who's known outside of Marion,
okay.
known across the state of Ohio. It is somebody who's been on national television.
Oh, wow.
It is somebody who has a weird tie to Marion. You'll know once you see.
Okay.
And it is somebody who I've never interviewed.
Oh.
So there you go. So this person will be here in about 20 minutes. So we look forward to that.
All
and
right,
you can watch that happen on the Tallgrass Trail Facebook page.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Now, we want to get a little entertainment out here today as we wait for the groundhog to come. Chad Clark has been with us before, recording artist. And it's always a pleasure to have him here. Chad, come on over, and we'll entertain the group for a little bit.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Sometimes I fell walking along. Need a place to throw up the feet. But he's got one, you know what I mean. When a black top in and red a song, just play the feet on. He got no signal to feel for. Keep on rolling.
Chad, you'll be performing here in Marion in April. Tell people all about the big event coming up in April.
Yeah, right before the solar eclipse on April 6th, that'd be the Saturday before the eclipse hits, we're going to have a big concert at the Palace Theater, myself and two other gentlemen from Nashville, and it should be a good time, Scott.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to it. Linda Sims is here. Linda, okay. Come on over.
So,
now, Linda does the Voice of
the
People here on WDH every
yes.
Thursday from 10:15 until 12 noon. Linda, how you doing this morning out here on this chilly Groundhog Day?
Well, praise God, I'm doing well, but it's chilly out here. I'm shaking a little bit. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, Linda, what do you think the prediction is going to be this morning as the groundhog pulls up here at a quarter till?
Yeah.
Well, I will not see a shadow.
You don't think?
No, not yet. I don't see.
I don't see any shadows at this point.
No,
I have an overcast morning here on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, when you think about this day, Groundhog Day, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I got engaged.
You did get engaged on this a year ago today. Absolutely.
Oh, Groundhog Day. What a day to remember.
What
right?
a day to remember. Good memories of this day.
Yes.
And everything's going well.
Everything's going well.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, Linda, what do you think Groundhog Day means to Marion because of the tradition here with Buckeye Chuck and, of course, Charlie Evers, who we worked with for many, many years here at the station?
I think it's a tradition for us now, and we look forward to it. And we were kind of disappointed there was not a real groundhog last year, and there was a lot of controversy about it. It's all over the news, you know, but hopefully we're having the, bringing that tradition back. And it also reminds you of Charlie Evers and his wit and his faithfulness to the radio and to his crowd of Marion. So, and if we could continue to capture his audience, we would be doing great.
We would be doing great. Well, Linda, I'm so glad you're here this morning. We're going to bring you in later on when the groundhog. Do you have any guesses as to who the groundhog is? Because you don't know who's under the mask this morning.
Oh, it's a man.
Well, I can't say. Yeah, it's a person. It's a person. I'll tell you it's a person.
I might have.
You might have an idea who it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think? Give us a guess.
Terry,
maybe. I've seen him in some weird clothes before, so it could be.
Right.
You never can tell. It could be him for all I know. So we'll see what happens in here just about 15 minutes from now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Linda.
You're
Carrington,
welcome.
Come on over here. Now you have had some guesses as to who the groundhog might be. Who do you think it might be?
Do you want me to guess?
No. I want to guess. Before,
I mean, I thought
before,
I wanted to be Taylor Swift.
You want to be Taylor Swift.
We talked about this previously.
Yeah. Oh, because.
Thank you. The people, they want Taylor, too. Everybody wants Taylor.
Now, this was your first year a part of the fruitcake toss and the Christmas tree lightings that we did and things like that, and here we are on Groundhog Day morning. Now, you usually don't get up, before 2 in the afternoon? So to be up here at 8:15 standing outside, what's this like for you?
I get up at 9, maybe, 9:30, 10. Noon sometimes. It's a range of times that I get up. But I am very tired, and it's pretty cold out here. So this is a fun event. I'm excited to be here. But there are some things I would change if I was in charge of Groundhog Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we got some time
later.
Here if you'd like to update the whole thing.
No, it'd just be a little later. It would be inside, but that's okay.
Well, see, the earliness of Groundhog Day is part of the importance of Groundhog Day.
Why does the earliness matter?
Well, I don't really know, but it's tradition.
Okay.
We hold to our traditions in society like nobody's business.
That's for sure we do.
We certainly do, and we follow the other events, so we're trying to extend the Groundhog Day.
Yeah, so we have this, and then we have another 2 hours, and then we'll be back tonight for the Friday night show.
We'll be back, and we'll recap all this wonderfulness that happened today here. Now, we are under 15 minutes. Now, the excitement on this is big. Now, tell people what the clues were. Because I want to make sure you were paying attention earlier when I was talking.
Oh, okay.
I can tell by the look on your face that you
were. It was somebody that has significance to Marion, and they were known across Ohio, you said, that you've never interviewed them before.
You're doing okay.
I know. I held my own. I was paying attention.
National television.
National television, yes. They've been on national television.
They've been on national television. And let me tell you, when I met them this morning, and told them this is what you're going to be wearing and go get in a car and leave for 45 minutes. It was an interesting conversation. We'll talk about that tonight on the Friday show, we'll get more in depth on that one.
Yeah, they were probably scared.
No, they weren't scared. No, it was a very happy moment this morning.
Okay, good.
That person
good.
Was elated. They're so happy to be the groundhog here this morning. Now, Pastor Craig is also here. Pastor Craig, now, You still don't know who the groundhog is, do you?
Well, I have to confess
you
that
did find out.
I did find out this morning, but it cannot be. I will not divulge that information.
So without divulging the information, are all the clues I've given correct?
Yes, they are. Oh. And I would have never guessed.
And that was, I said...
That was your first clue.
Yeah, that this nobody's ever going to guess who this is, even though they have been on national television, even though they have a great following, even though they're known outside of Marion. Nobody's ever going to guess that person, but
nobody will.
But yet, I think it's of high importance.
I was impressed with the how the person was chosen, or the person that was chosen. You know, their connection to everything. Yeah, I was impressed. Yeah.
And don't forget at 9:15 this morning, we will take that person inside and we'll do a little interview with them and find out how they became the groundhog and what their experience this morning has been like when we go inside. So we're not going to go off the air at 9 o'clock this morning. So you got to stick around for the rest of the day.
And I'm sure that this experience for them, they'll be talking about it 50 years from now.
You know, this person, I can't say it now, but this person said a line to me this morning as they were coming in that we'll talk about this morning at 9:15. But it's a funny line.
Should be interesting.
So you will understand the reach that this event has had once you hear this line this morning at 9:15.
Sounds good.
So it's going to be fun. All right, so here we are again, and the groundhog, Warren G. Groundhog, should arrive in just about 10 minutes. Now, I should mention that Warren Groundhog Harding is being delivered this morning by the peanut butter jelly truck, because we've spared no expense on transportation this morning for the groundhog, and the peanut butter jelly truck goes around town giving free peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to people in need, which I think is a great thing, and I think speaks to the thoughtfulness and caring nature of people in Marion, Ohio. And that's just another example, and I thank Amy for driving the groundhog around this morning. Matt is with the groundhog this morning, and I should mention Mary Ellen is here. She is inside. She'll be out here in just a few minutes, so we'll continue on with Mary Ellen, who's going to sign this prediction into fact with the famous signature that was on more money than any, her signature has been on more money than anybody else's signature. So that's kind of interesting. Now, Carrington, give people the rundown of today. Because I know you've memorized it.
Yeah, the series of events. I mean, we're here right now. The groundhog is going to be delivered in the peanut butter and jelly truck, and then they are going to eat a slice of groundhog pizza. I'm not sure if the declaration, what's it called that the commissioner has?
Proclamation.
The proclamation. I'm not sure if that proclamation
is. Dr. Mark Davis is here, county commissioner. Yes. He has a proclamation for us. We're going to read that as soon as the groundhog gets here.
Okay, so it goes groundhog delivered, then proclamation, then groundhog prediction.
Then we're going to find out who the groundhog is.
Oh, we find out who they are before.
That's the very last thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No. Yeah. Okay. No, it goes weather prediction, proclamation, then we find out who it is.
Yeah, this wasn't a very good rundown by me at all, that's for sure.
No, you didn't show up for rehearsal this
morning.
So we're all upset about that.
Hey, I was till 8 o'clock, and I was here at 7:55, so...
Now, you really came early this morning. You're a team player.
I promise.
Now, this morning, though, do you have a... Because you do know who it is now.
Yes.
Do you have a question for them? Now, don't say what the question is, because that might give it away. But do you have a question for them when we go inside at 9:15.
Yeah, I'm going to say, what did you think whenever Scott Spears started, you know, knocking on your door? How did he win you over and convince you that you needed to be here at 7:45 this morning to get
early,
in a groundhog suit?
Early.
And
dressed in a groundhog suit. It's a whole thing. You'll hear the whole story this morning.
Yeah.
And the breadth of where this has been. Now, again, the groundhog will be here in under 10 minutes, and... It's
no time passed. We're freezing out here, you guys.
Well, you know what? I'm excited for this because this has been going on now for a month.
Yeah, the groundhog.
The build-up
of who
the groundhog is.
Yes.
And yet, nobody guessed it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you picked somebody that just doesn't have much association with the radio already, so it just seems...
Well, that was the point.
Yeah, no, I think that was good, and you did it. You did it successfully. So.
I thought everybody would think we would go with a regular,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't go with a regular.
Yeah, no, I was really scared I was going to get roped into being in the groundhog suit.
Really?
Yeah, no, that was a fear of mine.
You look close to it this morning. You could have passed off as the groundhog this morning. But the fun of this is really what it's all about, because our event isn't so much about the weather, it's more about who is under this head. The groundhog's head.
Right, which PETA likes, obviously, because
yes,
we don't have
PETA.
A live groundhog here.
We are PETA friendly because
PETA
we
friendly.
Don't have a long, yeah, we don't have any issues there. But the whole thing, we have taken this groundhog everywhere. We have taken it to the Harding Memorial. We have taken it through rallies. we have taken it all kinds of places in the studio. We've done all kinds of things with this groundhog because, again, it's a tradition that's important to keep around.
Yeah, and I think that showing the groundhog different parts of Marion adds to the tradition. I think every year we need to start doing these things. We're just going to make this event bigger and bigger, I think, for years to come.
I think we should. And as we look ahead, what do you think, early spring?
I'm really hoping it's an early spring because I can't take many more of these cold mornings.
You know, this is a little chillier than I thought it would be, but not horrible. Horrible for February the 2nd.
No, definitely not horrible. I should just be thankful that it's not snowing or something right now, because that was a real possibility on Groundhog Day.
You know, there was a lot of talk about the person in the groundhog suit being too hot, being too warm. But honestly, I think that they're the luckiest person here this morning.
Oh, yeah. I think that they're feeling pretty grateful right now.
Because they've got the gloves, they've got the suit, they've got the hat on, so it's going to be great.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're nice and toasty in their groundhog suit right now, I bet.
Now, Bob, tell us how the groundhog pizza came to be. Tell us what, because it's not real groundhog, first of all. We need to mention that.
It's not a real groundhog. You talking about our visitor here soon, or
the
groundhog
the
in general?
The pizza.
What do you mean it's not real groundhog?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not eating it, so I guess it could be real groundhog for all I know.
No, it is not real groundhog. It is pork, which is hog, ground, so it's groundhog. But I did lurk. Who knows where I've been lurking around. But I did look online trying to find real groundhog, and it's hard to come by. So we settled for groundhog, and then I baked it last night, all from scratch and everything, virgin hands and everything, you know. Well, I cleaned them at least.
They'll be glad to know that.
I got it into 6 slices, and under each slice is a prediction, early spring or 6 more weeks of winter, and under placed in there randomly, so the groundhog will point it out. Now, we learned last year that the groundhog in the suit does not have a thumb and cannot actually pick up the pizza. And so the groundhog will point to the pizza slice, and then we'll have somebody with clean hands pick it up.
And then we'll know immediately what the prediction is.
Well, I have to turn the card over because I didn't want the ink facing the pizza.
Now, have there been any updates to the cards this year?
Yes, there have been.
Okay.
I made them a different color this year. They were white last year. They're kind of a pumpkin colored. And I put a date on it this year as well, so that when Mary Ellen finds it, we'll know this year from last year and everything. And so the cards are ready to go. Feet ready to go.
And is there an equal amount? Just you know, nobody can really check us at this particular point because it's under the pizza. But how many cards say early spring? How many cards say 6 more weeks to win?
It's 50-50. Three of each.
Three of each. So it's a six-piece pizza.
Six-piece pizza.
All right.
But this is by product cutter who cut it the smaller pieces. We want to share it.
We do want to share. We want to be friendly this morning.
The crowd's going wild out there. Look at them. Oh,
it's big.
Hungry.
It's big.
Hungry.
That's the great thing about it. It's huge right now. It's just gigantic out here this morning. But we're looking forward to this, and we're under 5 minutes.
You know, it was actually a lot warmer at 4 o'clock this morning when I got up.
Yeah, I think the temperature is dropping as the day is going along here.
Woo.
Yeah, I know. Burr.
All
right, Pastor Craig, come on over here.
Why can't we have this indoors?
We were originally going to, then a whole thing went sideways with the whole thing.
All right. Well,
now,
sideways.
Pastor Craig, this is your first Groundhog Day event with
it
us.
Is.
Now, with under 5 minutes, is the anticipation at a fever pitch with you?
It is. I'm just like...
You're speechless.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless
yep.
at what's going to happen
yes,
here
I
moments
am.
From now
yes.
when the peanut butter jelly truck rolls up here
yep.
and the groundhog gets out. Now, this is a 6-foot groundhog.
It's amazing.
It really is, and it looks like a groundhog. You would identify it anywhere in the world.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes.
I think I hear...
Here it comes.
Here it comes. I think I hear the groundhog arriving.
They are coming around the corner.
Boy, that is some loud music. My goodness gracious. The groundhog is arriving here at WGH at this particular point. Oh, my goodness. Mary Ellen Whitrow has joined us. Mary Ellen... The groundhog is coming around the corner here.
Oh, boy. I hear him.
Yes. Oh, here we go. The groundhog is very close to being here, and we're going to find out after. Oh, the groundhog's in the front seat. Can you imagine what that looked like this morning, Mary Ellen, driving down the street?
No.
My goodness.
I love that truck.
That peanut butter jelly truck is very nice. All right, the groundhog has arrived. Sitting, now if you can't see this, the groundhog, a 6-foot groundhog, is sitting in the passenger seat of a peanut butter jelly truck.
Yeah.
That's entertainment, Mary Ellen.
Right.
There's nothing beats that. All right, the groundhog is getting out, and the groundhog is approaching us here. It is nearly 8:45 and almost up. All right, here comes the groundhog. Momentarily, the groundhog is on their way. This is going to be exciting. All right, the groundhog is here. It is almost 8:45. Thank you. Come right over here, groundhog. It's so good you're with us here this morning. We're so glad to have you here because this is a big day. This is Groundhog Day 2024. Now, we're going to reveal the identity of this groundhog in just a few minutes, but we have to have what we're going to start this part of the program with is a proclamation by our county commissioner, Dr. Mark Davis. Dr. Davis.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's all yours.
Hi. Good morning. All right, for all in attendance, whereas February 2nd is the halfway point between the first day of winter and the first day of spring, and whereas one groundhog Harding has been in his pen preparing charts, graphs, and watching computer models of weather, and whereas while there are many other woodland creatures who claim to be foretellers of the weather's future, one groundhog Harding is correct in his forecast for spring an incredible 75% of the time. Took a little liberty there, Scott.
That's okay.
Whereas Warren Groundhog Harding has long been Marion's ambassador of goodwill across the United States, therefore be it resolved that the Board of Marion County Commissioners hereby declares that on Friday, February 2nd, 2024, Warren Groundhog Harding shall come forth and make his prediction for the next 6 weeks of winter. In witness whereof, we, the Board of Marion County Commissioners, have hereunto subscribed our names in the official seal of Marion County the second day of February, 2024.
Thank you, Dr. Davis. We appreciate that quite a bit. Thank you so very much.
I'll get you a clean copy.
Hey, sounds good. Hey, Mary Ellen, you worked for the county for a while. That's pretty good.
Right.
That's very nice. So the proclamation has been given. Now, Bob, do you have the pizza ready?
I do.
Because here comes the weather prediction momentarily. Now, remember, this is not real groundhog pizza. We've discussed that this morning. This is pork pizza. But all the groundhog has to do is pick up a slice. When the slice is picked up, that's going to reveal what the weather prediction is. And that's going to come momentarily. We are just about to find out if there are going to be 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring.
Are we ready, groundhog? Oh, mystic groundhog. All right.
All right, just the point to a piece, groundhog. All right, the groundhog is pointed to a piece.
All right, the groundhog is saying this one here. We're going underneath. 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, 6 more weeks of winter. No, good. 6 more weeks of winter, Mary Ellen.
I know, yeah.
All right, well, what can we do?
I know, yeah.
I know, it's that way. Now, Mary Ellen is going to sign this card when we go back inside, and she's going to signify that that is the prediction, being the 40th Treasurer of the United States. Now, Carrington, we're just about to unmask the groundhog here. Are you excited?
I have so much anticipation for this unmasking. I've been waiting for this for almost a month now.
This is a big deal. All right, after all the months of speculation, the guesses have been Ted Williams. They've been people here at the station. People have guessed Bob Nunley. People have guessed Taylor Swift. People have guessed a lot of people. But we're finally going to find out who has been in this groundhog suit for about a month now. All right, it is time to unveil the 2024 WGH Warren Groundhog Harding person in the suit. All right, groundhog, take the head off.
Ta-da.
I'm actually going to switch the head for the crown.
For the crown. Because this is Miss Ohio 2023, the current Miss Ohio. Madison Miller, who recently competed in Miss America on January 14th. She was in Miss America, Mary Ellen. This
wow.
is Miss Ohio.
Wow. I came back from Miss America and immediately put on the groundhog suit. So
there
I've been
you go.
Living
what
in
a step up
months.
You've taken
it's been, went the from step. Ground to groundhog.
It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
And we're going to chat here inside where it's a little warmer in just a few minutes. Yeah, but let people know what it's like to be the groundhog, because it looks just fascinating.
It's an incredible honor. I looked forward to this. Although I would have preferred, as a gardener, to have spring come a little sooner, the prediction has officially been made, or I guess certified soon for extra winter. Although I'm not a fan of the cold, this was a lot of power to wield in a groundhog costume.
It's you know what? We're going to have Chad perform a song here, and then we're going to talk a little bit more out here with Madison before we take a break at the top of the hour and move this event inside. But here it has been done, 6 more weeks of winter, and the groundhog, after all the speculation, is Miss Ohio, the current Miss Ohio, 2023, Madison Miller, who recently competed in Miss America on January 14th, less than a month ago. Chad, come on over and perform here, and we'll come back with Madison.
Mama said, better come home quick. Don't look good. Daddy's awful sick. So I called me a plane. Went to his bed, held his hand. This was all he said. When I die, don't play no sad song. Don't cry. Not a single tear. Lived a good life. Though I've seen a bit of sorrow, you know I wouldn't change things. I wouldn't even want to try. Then he closed his eyes, lied back at me, turned his head. And he faded away. Finally he broke away. Life's heavy shame.
I had him turn the top of the hour back on.
I can still hear
I'll stay here and monitor the equipment.
I'll stay here and monitor the equipment.
It's cold outside.
When
it's cold.
I die, don't play no sad song. Don't you cry, not a single tear. Cause I lived a good life. Though I've seen a bit of sorrow, though I wouldn't change things, I wouldn't even want to try. With the hands of time, think I finally understand. Words of wisdom from an old dying man. Live each day like it's your last. Look for tomorrow. Well, on the path. When I die, don't play no sad song. Don't you cry, not a single tear. Gonna live a good life. Though I've seen a bit of sorrow, though I wouldn't change a thing, I wouldn't even want to try. No, I wouldn't change things. I wouldn't even want to try.
Oh, thank you, Chad. Country music recording artist Chad Clark. You can get his music on Spotify. And again, he'll be at the Marion Palace Theater in April. And we're going to give away two tickets to that show at one point this morning. Mary Ellen, I think it has gotten colder as the morning has went on. Thank goodness we only got about four more minutes out here. Then we can go inside where it's nice and warm.
Good.
Now, if you're just tuning in, again, the Groundhog this year, 2024 Groundhog, is Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller. Madison, so good to have you with us. As I said, we're going to go inside and talk here in just a few minutes. But the morning started. You were on the peanut butter jelly truck. What was that whole experience like?
I was a little shocked. I thought they were pulling a joke first, saying that I was getting in a van that was playing peanut butter jelly time. But after seeing the mission and the impact that this van and the people behind it have had in this community, is incredible and inspiring. I feel honored to have been able to learn a little bit about the mission and the way that the peanut butter jelly truck brings the community together to serve the kids of Marion and be able to bring a little bit of joy along the way. So I'm so excited, and I can't wait to learn more.
I'm glad you were a part of that this morning. Now, it's a big deal here in Marion, the peanut butter jelly truck, because we want to reach out to people and help people, and I think there needs to be a little more of that in society nowadays.
I agree. It's been incredible being Miss Ohio. I come from such a small town, and we are all very unique in that we rally behind each other and rally together to be able to support our community. So, and the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck and Luke 311 Ministries create really easy opportunities for you to do so. I saw that you can come pick up a tub and take it home and create a sanitary space to make peanut butter jelly sandwiches for kids. So being able to solve food insecurity and provide opportunities on their laundry side as well to be able to bridge the gap between that divide is really incredible, and I think everyone should be a part of it.
Carrington, before we move inside here, do you have a question for Miss Ohio here?
Yes. You went to Ohio Wesleyan,
I did.
Right?
Okay, I think I've heard about you before, so I am so honored to meet you. Like, hello. What was that experience like? What did you major in? Did you graduate already?
I graduated last May, or not last May, it's 2024. I graduated in 2022. I was a marketing and psychology double major, but I started my nonprofit at Ohio Wesleyan, met my best friends, and I currently work for an Ohio Wesleyan alumni as the social media strategist and family steamer.
Very, very nice. You know what we're going to do, because it is so cold out
so
here.
Cold.
We are going to cut this portion of the program about 4 minutes shy, and we're going to go inside. So we're going to cut this close, and we're going to come in. We're going to let Miss Ohio get out of the groundhog suit, sit down in the studio. Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be with us and the whole gang here. Come back at about 9:15. Thank you.
Good job.
This is Pastor Craig sitting here in the studio, and we don't want you to be to have dead air to listen to, so there's just a couple minutes left, and while we're getting everybody back inside and getting set up, we thank you for coming out here this morning. There were a few hardy souls that managed to brave the cold temperatures, and we appreciate everybody who came out in the cold for the big event. And so you'll have a chance to hear this again on replay, and you'll also get to listen to the interview of Miss Ohio, and they're making their way back into the studio here. And hey, Matt, I just was filling in the, you guys had some minutes left, I was filling in the dead air time. I don't know what you have to do to make it play a program, so I'm filling in time. That way we didn't have four minutes of dead air time.
That's reasonable.
So, it was cold this morning.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit.
Were you shocked?
whenever with the groundhog. Like,
oh yeah.
Did you ever guess that?
No. There was no way anybody could have ever guessed that. There was no way anybody could have ever guessed that. Would you? I mean.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, not that like I guessed it obviously, but from what he was describing, I mean, all the clues come together now and it makes sense.
Now you said before it was revealed. You said you really wanted to know how Scott had convinced the person to do that.
Oh yeah, I'm excited to hear about
that. It's the ride in the peanut butter jelly truck.
Right.
That's what did it.
Over.
You know, just hang that out there, ride in the peanut butter jelly truck, and she said, yeah.
And she's like, absolutely. I can't pass up this opportunity. That's, so I'm sure that's what it was.
That's right. Well, we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes, and then we'll be back after break. Chad Clark is going to provide some more music. Miss Ohio is going to be talking with Scott, and Mary Ellen is still here. Linda Sims, you hung around?
Yeah.
You're hanging around?
Popped in the truck to get some heat.
Okay, so she'll be with us in the studio. So gang's all here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this top of the hour break, and we'll see you then.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything. Which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs.